Now, our Culinary Corner guest today has been on the show before. Last time he was talking about his book called Rustica. Here to talk about his latest book, welcome back, Chef Theo Michaels.
Well, thank you for having me, Selena. It's always an honour to be with you on radio.
It's nice to talk to you again. So the latest one is called Canned. What's that all about?
Well, not to use a cliche, but it says what it is on the tin. It's a book about canned ingredients.
Excellent.
So it's there's like 65 really beautiful, delicious recipes, but the hero of each recipe uses canned ingredients, store cupboard items that make up the bulk of the ingredients for all the different recipes.
Now, I'm really surprised that a professional chef would do that, would use canned ingredients, but obviously there's some good in there.
Well, you know, it's funny you say this, because when I was researching the book, and the book, to put it in context, what I'm about to say, the book is very international. So we've got Mediterranean dishes, British dishes, Asian, Indian, the Orient, like American, all over the world. And it was funny the different connotations that canned ingredients has in different territories, if you like. So in the UK, they sometimes tend to be frowned upon. It's a bit like, oh, why would you use a canned ingredient? but then in the Mediterranean, for instance, you know, beautiful hand-salted anchovies that are preserved in tins, lovely sardines preserved in tins, beautiful ripe tomatoes that are picked at their uttermost freshness and then preserved again in tins and cans. And so there's some really fabulous ingredients that are not an alternative to using fresh. They're a totally different ingredient to their fresh counterpart.
Yeah, I get that. I've got here. I'm going to ask you.
I can hear the sound of suspicion.
There is, and you know what? It's. I'm the worst person it comes from because I am the world's worst cook. So I really don't know what I'm talking about. But I'm just playing devil's advocate here. So I get what you're saying, and I can understand canned vegetables, canned pulses, things like that, canned fish, like you said. But it says here also canned meat and poultry. Really?
Yeah, absolutely. So we've used, for instance, canned chicken is one of them, canned chicken breast, which we've made these really quite creative, I think, chicken kievs out of.
Oh.
And so I think part of this is quite cool, because what we've done, we've chopped up the chicken, we've seasoned it, and then we've made this lovely sort of garlic butter sort of ball, if you like, that we've frozen a little bit, and then we've wrapped it round, or wrapped the chicken meat round that, deep fried it, and so you get this lovely, lovely dish. And you know, of course, is it the same as a fresh chicken breast? No, it's not. But I think the book sort of falls into two camps. There are some recipes which are stand up on their own right. You know, beautiful anchovies in spaghetti with a few chili flakes, you know, delicious. And then there are a few real creative fun ones that just make life easier. So we've got really wonderful white lasagna blanc, where we use chicken in a white wine cream sauce, canned. And you know what? We cooked it for dinner and it was a massive hit because it was really quick to make, super convenient, and it tasted delicious. The kids all loved it, and I thought, you know what, there's a real place for this.
Where
you want to cook something quick, you want it to be healthy. So I think that's the thing, canned foods, they're not, you know, obviously things like Spam and some other stuff you know, have got a higher salt content, and you know, there's a, you're sort of thinking, I'm not sure what food group this relates to, okay? But then there are a ton of other ingredients that just make life really convenient, and they're quick, and they don't lose any of the nutrients, and they're healthy still. So I was like, you know what, there's some real fun to be had with this.
Yeah, we need to change people's perception of canned goods.
Well, you know, I mean, it's like we've got, I mean, there's so many recipes I really love in here, but like, you know, we've got these coronation salmon lettuce cups, where we've used tinned red eye, red socket salmon, and mixed it into like a coronation sauce, which is just fabulous. You know, there's some like crab rolls, for instance, and some of the like, you know, to make a crab roll with fresh crab is great, of course, but it's really expensive. And I don't know about you, but I don't really have freshly dressed crab sitting in the fridge.
Oh, every day.
I'm going to make this lovely crab roll with that we've got sitting there that lasts a day in the fridge. And so there's a lot of things like that, that especially when they're mixed with a lot of other ingredients, it's really difficult to tell it apart, and it just becomes super convenient. And so I've, you know, as a guy with three kids, you know, I love fresh food. You know, Selena, you and I have spoken loads about some of the other cookbooks that we've done over the years, and I love those very much. But I think there's a place, always a place for the harsh reality of life and convenience and getting food on the table. And for me, the one thing I like about the recipes is they don't compromise on the health side. I mean, there are a few indulgent recipes in there, of course, but I like the fact that quite a lot of them are using tinned and canned ingredients, and they're still healthy and they're still sort of delicious to eat. And that's what it's all about. They've got to be delicious.
Yeah, indeed. What about desserts, Theo? Any of them in there?
Oh, of course. Of course. So we've got some really lovely ones. So pumpkin and almond cake, where we've used canned pureed pumpkin, which just makes life incredibly easy and tastes delicious, really unctuous and moist and soft. So there's a couple of really ones I'm really chuffed with, actually. So we've got some brownies, where we actually use black beans, tinned black beans that are mashed up and make these lovely brownies from it. But then we made this, I love this one actually. I had the idea for it, basically like a donut arancini ball. Ooh. So you know the arancini is normally the sort of risotto rice packed around something and deep fried and breaded. And so we used cans of rice pudding, we strained a bit to get rid of some of the moisture, and we mix that with a little bit of flour just to help thicken it a bit, so you get this sort of goo happening, and then basically we stuffed a big chunk of strawberry jam right in the center, folded it around it, put it in breadcrumbs, deep fried it.
Oh, I say, that's healthy.
I know. Do you know what? I mean, look, the dessert section is never healthy. That's pure indulgence. But we made a dozen of these balls, and me, my wife, and the kids, we just couldn't stop. They were just, I mean, they were crunchy, they were gooey, they were sweet. It was like everything you want in a really indulgent dessert.
Well, you know what, Theo? A little of what you fancy does you good, and if you fancy some balls, then go for it.
I would never argue with that statement.
Bless you. Now, you've told us a few bits and bobs. We've got a few recipes to make, but you're going to share the recipe for Paps Speedy and Spicy Curry Skillet. Is that Paps as in your papa?
Yeah, that is. So I don't know where it came from, but we ended up just being known as Paps in the house. So it was Paps' dish, and it was funny, because when I was making the... to my dad, said, "Oh, you know, perhaps I'm doing this book. You know, I wonder what you take." Because my mum and dad are really big cooks; they love cooking. And he said, "Oh, actually, you know, it's funny you should say that, Theo. I've just literally made lunch with some canned sardines and some canned potatoes," and we laughed about it. And so then this was the inspiration for Paps Speedy and Spicy Curry Skillet. And it's great. So really simply, you get some tinned potatoes, drain them, and dust them in a bit of flour. And the reason we dust them in flour is it's near on impossible to get a crispy skin on a tinned potato. So we put dust them in a bit of flour first. And this is lovely. So you get a skillet. The potatoes are dusted sitting on one side, and put a little bit of olive oil in there. And we throw in our aromatics. We want to start giving it some flavour. So we put in some curry leaves, coriander seeds, some diced onions, some whole chilies. And we cook that for a couple of minutes, let those sort of flavours merge in the oil. And then we get the potatoes that have been dusted in flour. We shake off the excess. We drop them into the pan. And these small little new potatoes, we just leave them in the oil. We don't move them, just so they start to get a nice bit of caramelization on the outside. That flour starts to brown away for us, which is what we want. And then after a couple of minutes, we sort of turn them around a little bit, give them a bit of a shake, throw some mustard seeds in the pan as well, so we start to hear those pop a bit. And then we drain a tin of peas. get those drained, shake off the excess again, drop them into the pan. So now you've got these lovely crispy potatoes, you've got these spices that are glistening, you've got some peas that are running through it, and you've got the smell is sort of starting to hit you. And then we add a can of sardines. So we put those in whole, quite gently, right towards the end, and we fold them through to warm up. And as we fold them, they'll naturally break down a bit, but we get some really nice big chunks of fish in there as well. And then right at the end, we give it a little dusting of some ready-made curry powder. Just turn it through onto a plate, garnish with a little squeeze of lemon, a little bit of salt, black pepper, and a little scattering of coriander or cilantro. And you're good to go. And it's a wonderful, easy lunch.
Sounds fab. That's obviously in the book.
That is in the book, yep. And that's one of those that I think is quite cool because it's really flavoursome and actually really quite healthy. You know, sardines are great for you. The peas have been preserved, so they're as good as they get. And the same with the potatoes. So it's a lovely skillet, that one. Lovely quick lunch, that.
Oh, well done. Sounds great. Well, that and more recipes are in the book called Canned by Theo Michaels, who we're talking to now. As always, we're selling it on our website. Just remind me, Theo, do you have a website or any social media?
Yep, so I'm on Instagram at Theo Cooks, and our latest business, which is a online meal planning service, which has got me on there as well, is at 5dinners.com.
5dinners.com. The number 5?
No, it's the digit 5. So it's F-I-V-E dinners.com. And we do sort of 5 recipes, a meal plan every single week with a shopping list, just to sort of help people that want a bit of inspiration for the cooking and what they're going to eat every night.
Great stuff. Well, as always, it's been a pleasure. Do let us know when your next book's out.
I certainly will. And thank you so much for having me, Selena.
Take care, Theo. Bye.
Cheers. Bye. Bye.